Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, baby. It's hour number two of the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We will have Rangers baseball coming up at 6 o'clock as they look for another win against the St. Louis Cardinals. You have Broadus and Chiafalo down on the practice fields in Cowboys practice. We'll be wrapping up momentarily. Osa Odighizuwa is going to join us here live on the tennis courts to discuss how things are going for him. But in the meantime, it's time for your NFL News of the Day. And with more on that, here's your host, Zach Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the fellas down there on the field. I know I did see, just to throw it back to you guys, whoever wants to take it, but on my way up, Wanya Thomas with a nice interception.
Yeah, that was fantastic. That was Cooper Rush telegraphing his throw, late as can be on the throw. It was Deuce Vaughn lined up, trips as the innermost slot receiver, and he ran a corner route to the sideline. Wanya Thomas jumped right in front of it. That was a house call. And then a couple plays later, I'll tell you what, Mike Zimmer dialing it up. Dak dropping back to pass, and Eric Kendricks blitzing in his face, gets home. Micah dropped on the play into coverage. Everybody was confused. There was an immediate sack there from Eric Kendricks. And then Tyler Guyton with an awesome, awesome pass block opportunity there versus Micah Parsons, and had a great rep.
Yeah, great job by Zimmer. You mentioned that, Eric, with his ability right there, that Kendricks timed it perfectly. And with Parsons drop right there, it confused the left side of the Cowboy offensive line, and he went untouched.
Okay, if you guys have anything, just interject here for me.
Yeah, let me jump in here and just reset our Rangers
Please.
Trade. We broke it about 15, 20 minutes ago, finalizing a deal to acquire left-handed reliever Andrew Chafin from the Tigers. The Astros made another deal as well, getting Caleb Ferguson from the Yankees. So we're under 2 hours now till your trade deadline here on your home of the champs. Here's Wolchuk with more NFL news.
All right, we have some retirements. I know this one's going to definitely upset Eric because it's a running back retirement, just 6 years into his NFL career. But Rashad Penny, who a year ago we were like, oh my gosh, is Rashad Penny going to actually be good for the Philadelphia Eagles? No, he wasn't. He signed this offseason with Carolina, and he has decided to go ahead and hang him up. So an injury-plagued career, was a first-round pick with the Seattle Seahawks, but Rashad Penny today said, I am going to go ahead and retire. Now, we do have a Dallas Cowboy who went ahead and made his NFL Top 100 debut as the list keeps being unveiled.
G-back blessing.
Friend of the show, the one and only, the pick six god himself, Deron Bland, coming in at number 31 on the NFL Top 100 list. He is ahead of some other corners, such as the one and only Patrick Surtain of the Denver Broncos. Maybe some people don't agree with as high as Deron Bland is, but you get that many pick sixes, you break history, you're deserving. So two Cowboys, we got Zach Martin at 53, and Deron Bland coming in here at number 31. Honestly, I don't know that I really noticed much of Deron Bland out there on the field. Boys, are you seeing him? We have eyes on Bland?
Yeah, I tell you what, we got the ones that are up right now, though. They really haven't gone his direction. It seems like to me that they've really attacked with Nashon Wright over here on the opposite side. We finally got a ball that was thrown to the right side, but it looks like to me that it's been more going after Nashon Wright.
You can't argue with the production at all, but that seems a little high to me.
31?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I think Surtain is arguably the best corner in the NFL, but he's not going to get the interception numbers. And the issue is teams are still going to go ahead and attack Deron Bland. We saw that last year. But, hey, out here so far, the quarterbacks are showing Bland that respect as he absolutely has earned and deserves.
Now he's going to get looks, you know.
Yeah, he's going to. And especially, like, Diggs, he's not really practicing today. He's been doing he's been cleared, so we'll slowly get Diggs back out there more. But at some point, it's like you got both of them on either side, and we know they've been susceptible to double moves. Teams aren't going to just shy away from attacking either one of them.
Yeah, you're watching that tape thinking, I'm going to go out here and get two touchdowns, and sometimes you will, but other days you're gonna throw two picks. You know, and you just can't fade the ball skills and his return ability. He's going to keep getting picks. He's going to keep scoring touchdowns. I don't think he's going to fall out of the top 100 anytime soon, but I don't know if he'll ever get a as high as he is right now.
Hell of a season. And to be there at number 31 on the top 100 list. Guys, we've got our first game on Thursday night. It's already here. It's the Hall of Fame game. It's going to be the Chicago Bears taking on the Houston Texans. I know we kick this around. Like, is Caleb Williams even going to get a single series? I doubt it, but he has said he wants to play. He said, especially for a young guy like myself, the reps are always paramount for anybody. A second-year guy, third-year guy, it's really important, and we'll see about these preseason games coming up, how they're going to play out. I think this is Caleb Williams saying the right stuff, but if you're the Bears, I don't think they're giving him a single series in this Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, I think I saw news on this recently, like in the last 30 minutes or so, that they're not going to play anybody. All the starters are out, and it's just, I'm out. You know, I think if you want to try pushing this on us, that's cool, but you got to give us some reason to watch. There's no reason to watch that game.
I know. Sure. I mean, now it's like I can't even get a series of Caleb Williams. I would have tuned in for that.
I mean, I'm sure you freaks that do the scouting and the college players, you'd be like, man, I want to check in on this guy. I really liked him. He went in the fifth round. But other than the scouts and like a small percentage of the fans for the local team, it's a major tune out.
It is. There's not any reason to really want to lock in and watch that game. I'm with you 100%. Bills have signed at safety today. They've been dealing with an injury with Mike Edwards. They also, of course, lost Jordan Poyer this offseason, along with Micah Hyde. So they're bringing in Kareem Jackson, who has been a journeyman, of course, with the Broncos, with the Texans, long career. So he's now going to go with Buffalo, kind of be a stopgap. I don't know how much he ends up playing this year for him, but at least he's a camp body right now. But an interesting interview, as we've had Barstool Sports, pardon my take, they've been jumping around from camp to camp. They had John Elway on. John Elway admitting his biggest mistake as general manager of the Denver Broncos.
Did you not get Josh Allen? I feel like he is exactly your type.
I know, he is. And believe me, last year I played with him, and I'm wondering, how long is it going to take him to realize that I passed on him and took Bradley and Chubb instead?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And it took him 2.5 holes to bring it up. And I loved him, right?
Yeah.
But it just, you know,
he was your type.
That's the one. He was my type. Yeah. And you're right. That was probably my biggest mistake of my GM days, was not taking Josh.
My gosh. You swing and miss on Josh Allen. And that's something like Elway. Just never had the eye when it came to the quarterback. He went ahead and brought in Peyton Manning, but that's one of those where it's like you'd think maybe John Elway would know a quarterback if he saw one. Brock Osweiler was his guy. Paxton Lynch, I believe, another one. Not good. And now he's got the regrets of, oh, man, I loved Josh Allen. In hindsight, biggest mistake, not drafting Josh Allen. And now he's with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. It's impossible to scout quarterbacks and what they've done in college and, you know, have any sort of a great idea of what's going to happen. The best and the brightest for decades have tried. And not even John Elway can tell pure greatness is strolling into his headquarters. At some point, you got to, you know, throw that dart up against the wall and hope you hit a balloon. Okay. Joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, going into his fourth year as a defensive tackle, man in the middle of the Cowboys defense, Osa Odighizuwa, joining us now here on 105.3 The Fan. You can watch us on the fan cam. We are live at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And here is Osa on that on-time experts air conditioning and plumbing hot seat, same-day service guaranteed. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good.
Right on. Doing good, thanks. You're four now for you. Feeling like a vet? This is all normal workday stuff for you?
Yep.
Yeah, right on. Yep. How's so I guess the one new thing is Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's good. I like the defense, man. It's coming together pretty nicely.
They say he's pretty intense, right? But we were thinking maybe we haven't seen a lot of that intensity yet, still early. Have you seen it?
I mean, I don't think we've really messed up enough or made too many mistakes to where he's got to rip anyone a new one, but we're good. Like, you know what I mean? He's a stickler for how he wants things done, wants it done a certain way, wants it done the right way, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know what I mean? We're all just trying to win football, so win games.
How about your defensive line coach, though, Jeff Zanina? First off, he looks like he could still play.
Yeah.
But he's a guy that I have seen barking a little bit. Like, if you mess up a rep, you can go back and redo it. Actually, maybe the entire defensive line group is going to go back and redo it.
Yeah, he's an intense guy, you know what I mean? But he's just looking for good practice habits, good effort, you know what I mean, and good technique. and you just better pay attention, you know? He's an intense guy.
What are some of the biggest changes that you've noticed with the new defensive scheme? Obviously, DQ had so much success here. You mentioned Mike Zimmer, that's new, but you're liking the defense. For you specifically, are there a lot of changes?
I wouldn't say too much. Like, I'm still a three-tech, still taking on a lot of double teams, you know what I mean? Got to hold down the run, doing a lot of penetrating. It's pretty similar, you know what I mean, in terms of my responsibilities.
Yeah, I was watching, Zach and I were down when you were doing drills, and I noticed you have your bags, and everybody else, when they're taking on double teams, you have your bags angled. And I was kind of curious to why. Some guys don't use the bags and some do.
You're talking about like the chutes?
The chutes. And it's curious, is it just because you're trying to work on your alignment with that? Or
yeah, kind of working on my alignment. And then like it's just to keep my footwork going
right.
forward.
Yeah, everybody else seems to not have it. Then I'm like, and then I watch, I'm like, oh, Osa's got it where he's trying to figure out. But is it with you, the whole thing it looks like is they're trying to teach you guys to keep your feet on the ground. It's that quick, that with yep. the footwork and stuff. Is that different from what you did in the old scheme, or is it something that it's always been that way? If you're a one-legged football player, you're not any good.
Yeah, it's the same that it's always been, just really, really emphasizing it now, you know what I mean, and working that, and then working some new alignments, kind of playing with tilting a little bit, stuff
sure.
like that.
Yeah. Does that help you with, you'd start to talk about, does tilting help you, or does it help you with your reads? Like,
of the angle.
The more the angle. Like, yeah. The way, does it cut it frees you up a little bit to grab or to be able to punch the way you want to?
Puts you on more of a direct angle to the lineman.
Yeah.
Especially from the alignment.
Gotcha.
It's Osa Odighizuwa here with you on 105.3 The Fan. What's next for you? What's your goal for this year?
Man, I'm just trying to have the best year I've had. You know what I mean? Trying to have the best year of my career because, you know, it's contract year for me. So, and the end goal is really, well, not I guess the end goal, but like short-term goal for the next year is to be able to sign an extension with Dallas. So I want to put the best film that I have thus far on tape.
I mean, the long-term goal has to be coming out of the NFL with generational wealth, right?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah, that's...
Starts with signing a second deal, and then after that, we'll check and see how my body feels.
Yeah.
Be about 30, you know what I mean? So after a second deal, see how my body feels. We good?
How is it in year four? Can you feel the hits starting to pile up at all yet? Or
25
years old, right?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I feel like I do a good job of taking care of my body. You know, I have a pretty good routine, so just been taking – really been consistent with that routine since I've been in the league and just finding different things, different ways to add to it and just different things that I can do for my body to recover and stay healthy.
Now, are you a cold tub guy?
Yes, sir.
How, every day?
Yeah.
And you know, does it ever take some, like, coaching yourself up? Like, I am going to do this? Do you ever feel like,
pep talk?
No, not today, bro.
I mean, not until, like, I'm right there in front of all of the ice in the tub and I'm like.
You can do it. You can do it.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's can we hear more of your routine? I'm hearing that, first off, the body transformation from year to year, you can tell. You're also dabbling into the modeling world a little bit, so I know that you got to keep the physique there. But how many workouts are we getting in a day?
I mean, last off season it was a lot. It was like, there was like four at one point. Like,
damn.
Four days?
I would do like yoga, then I'd go lift and like run, and then maybe go do like some D-line work or Pilates and then another lift. But, you know, I've kind of had to be honest with myself in terms of like just that's not a very sustainable workload as I'm starting to get older and I'm not going to get any younger, you know what I mean? Mm. And then the reps are going to start to set in and the mileage is going to start to set in. So just finding different ways to get the work, maybe a little bit more Pilates and stuff like that, less lifting. I'll get like one in and just you know, a lot of core work, yoga, taking a little bit more time to recover and like spend more time getting like treatment and stuff like that and just resting, you know, putting more of an emphasis on rest and just letting my body recover and making gains that way.
So is this the best shape of your life season right now? Can you confirm it?
I would say so.
Looks like it, dude. I mean, the gosh dang biceps are just jumping off the screen right now.
Looks like you just got a fresh lift.
I appreciate that. You know, definitely. I mean, I had like a little rough start to the off season. I had a little surgery on my elbow, stuff like that. So still getting back into it.
Yeah. Is that a hoodie, tank top, half shirt? Are we combining three things into one, Oso? Or is that a customized thing? Or
yeah,
we can pick those off the rack somewhere?
Nah, you can't pick it off the rack.
That's just the Oso Diggy Zoo collection.
I grabbed a little dry fit hoodie and mutilated it with some scissors.
I see you do subscribe to the Suns Out, Guns Out theory. Is that a regular thing for you? Yeah.
Might throw a long sleeve on sometime.
You're definitely the best dressed of the D lineman, right? You're the best dressed of the D lineman. You can say it.
Well, yeah, he is a
you
model.
Said it, not me. Yeah. I'm not going to disagree.
Was there a point of contention?
I'm not going to disagree.
Is anybody giving you a run for your money? Who would be second to Osa in the D line room for best dressed, taking care of himself? There's not even a close second.
I feel like Tank comes to mind as a guy that might try
with his suit,
right?
Yeah.
Tank got that. He definitely puts it on for sure.
Big back wardrobe.
You've been sumo wrestling with Micah a little bit.
I mean, I didn't go out there with him, but I saw the film. I like how he grabbed the cloth at the end of it and got the guy out of the ring.
Yeah,
he was working that leverage.
Whatever it takes.
You're the guy they should send to Japan because you're the big anime fan on the team, right?
I'm definitely trying to go to the Crunchyroll Awards this year,
bro,
this off season.
That would be incredible. So what do you watch right now? I know we got a lot of listeners that are big anime fans, and is that something you're bonding with for the rest of the defensive line? Like, is anybody else into it as well?
Chauncey. Me and Chauncey actually toured the Crunchyroll facility here recently, like 2 weeks before camp. It was dope.
Where is it, in Flower Mound?
I believe so. Okay. Next to Fanatics.
So what's your favorite anime? I grew up as a Dragon Ball Z guy. I feel like that's kind of maybe the first one for a lot of people. One Piece is fantastic, but right now I think that it's booming.
Yeah, One Piece is definitely booming. I'm not caught up, I'm not going to lie. I'm like stuck on the Skypiea arc. Everyone's telling me I got to skip it, but I'm like, no, I feel like I'm not going to get the full experience. If I skip it, I'm just going to like kind of thug my way through that one and then just go from there. But my favorite all time is Bleach.
Bleach. Yeah. I have not seen it. My dad, that's where the
rubber is. Is that anime they say for work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bleach is a good one. It's not one of those ones where you'll walk in. Well, I mean, there'll be like a moment or two where like it's just strange, but that's just anime in general sometimes. Like,
that's why Waltrick loves it, man.
Yeah. Solo Leveling is really good. You're not going to get any of those weird moments. You could watch it without anyone coming in and be like, hey, what is that? Like, you know what I mean? I'm watching Tower of God right now because they're dropping a new season. So just watching that week to week. I don't really binge too many things anymore. I like to just have like a good rotation of things that I watch every week.
Healthier.
Do you get into the video games as well?
The only anime video game that I played was Jump Force. And then once they drop Sparkling Zero, that new Dragon Ball Z game, I'll probably try that one out. But
Oso Diggy Zuwa here with you in the G-Bag Nation, Cowboys defensive tackle. Okay, you've been around. You know about the years that this fan base has been waiting for something big from this great organization. What do you guys need to do to bring more postseason success this time around?
Man, I think we just got to keep it together. I can't say that there was anything that we were really lacking in the past couple of off seasons, especially having everyone healthy,
How'd that happen though? Green Bay, 27 zip. That was crazy.
Man, honestly, couldn't tell you. Just felt like it's like everything we did, they had an answer for, or something like that. But like, like I said, it's like a small change that I think once we get that together, just like, we're just right there, you know?
Sounds like you're off to a good start, not ticking off Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
Things got to be going pretty good.
Yeah.
Can I pick your brain on some of the run defense stuff? Because it feels like, and you know, having been here now year four, that's one criticism that a lot of the fan base will give. Like, man, what's wrong with the defense being able to stop the run? Zim's done a good job of that throughout his entire career. But from your standpoint, maybe year to year, has anything stood out to you? It's like, man, this is an area we need to clean up.
For sure. And I wouldn't say, like, I feel like year to year we've definitely gotten better at it, just not where we need to be just yet. So I think this year is definitely going to be a good year for that and just another opportunity to improve in that aspect.
Well, thank you so much for your time. It's great to catch up with you. Best of luck to you this year, and we'll see you back next year.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Big old new contract. There he goes. Oso Diggy Zuwa here in the G-Bag Nation. on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, let's step aside. We'll come back, have a sports hodgepodge at 3:40. We'll continue with the NFL news today and everything that's been developing next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We are live at Cowboys training camp here in Oxnard on the tennis court. Salute to Osa. Just joined us for a nice little conversation. We have a Rangers trade that happened last hour. Okay, so let's reset that. Reset a couple of different things that are going on here. It's a big Tuesday here, and Rangers pregame is coming up at 6 o'clock. How many other new players could they have? This segment of the nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. So, yeah, this is a big country. This is the sheriff, Andrew Chafin, longtime lefty reliever, converted from starter like in 2015. Good numbers for his career. ERA like in the high threes. I think this year it's even lower than that. He'll walk some guys. He'll get some guys on. But he strikes out so many dudes that he just gets out of trouble. So I'm taking this as a clear sign, you know, 33, 34-year-old reliever. Obviously, the Rangers are thinking go for it as we've been talking for the better part of a week. But then the other thing is the Yandy market remains hot. This is from Matt Snyder, CBS. The Rays are trying to play teams off of each other. And the latest report from the New York Post, John Heyman, says Diaz is the big target remaining for the Astros, while the Mariners, Pirates, and Yankees are also fits. No mention of the Rangers in there, but the Astros have been busy here at this deadline trying to add to their offense and also fix their pitching staff. Diaz hit 330 last season, finished sixth in AL MVP voting. He has struggled this year, hitting 270 with just 9 homers and 47 ribbies, but he has been better since a terrible start. So that might be the one development we don't want to happen. It's one thing to not get him. Can he please not go to the Astros is what I'm thinking right now, Wolchuk.
Yeah, and I don't even know, what would the Astros have to try and be able to make a move for a guy like Yandy Diaz? I mean, I think if you are the Rays, Seattle's got a lot more to offer, and if the Rangers really wanted to, they'd be able to get him over Houston. I mean, their farm system is in a much better situation, especially since the Astros just made the move to get Yusei Kikuchi last night.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure what pieces they've got to be able to pull off a deal like that.
I mean, that took their second and fifth best prospect, depending on which rankings you look at. So I guess they have 1, 3, and 4 remaining in their top five, but the quality isn't very high.
No, not at all.
If it took 2 top-fivers to get Kikuchi, it might be a situation where the Astros would get outbid here. So there's that to look at. Again, the trade deadline is coming up at 5 o'clock, so it is just an hour and a half away, and we're constantly refreshing and trying to find as much content in there for you as possible. Our training camp coverage rolls on, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and by Guardian Caps. And you can check out our confessional videos brought to you by Best Buy Windows and Siding. And our fan cam is live. You can watch us brought to you by Uber One. Here's Wolchuk with the rest of your NFL news today.
Yeah, so an interesting deal when it comes to the NFL and the kickoff rules. We've got one area where you're going to be able to have a 12th man on the field. And this is not a Texas A&M College Station situation. It's not Seattle either. But the NFL, in a specific situation, you can have the 12th man. It's one of the wrinkles that are going to come with the new kickoff rules that's being implemented. Now, according to NFL referee John Hussey, and we love ourselves some Hussey.
Big Hussey, guys.
He's terrible.
He was in Kansas City on Saturday for Chiefs training camp. And during his trip, he broke down the new kickoff rule for the media. So the addition of a 12th man is one of the wrinkles that will come with the new kickoff rule that's being implemented. He explained that the one situation where a 12th man will be legal, teams will be allowed to use an extra player to serve as the holder for kickoffs during windy games where the ball won't stay on the tee. So the catch here is that the 12th man won't be able to participate in the play after holding the ball for the kicker. So it's not like you've got an extra guy that can now just run down there, try and make the tackle. But you used to have a situation where somebody already on the field is now going to have to go down, take a knee, go ahead and hold that ball, and now he's going to have to get up and run down the field. Now you don't have to worry about that. You've got just a player that's there as the 12th man. He's designated to just hold the football. So maybe not the biggest deal, but now it allows all of your other players to be able to get a free run instead of having to be on a knee and hold the ball.
Typical Hussey trying to get more men on the field. I guess we should have seen that one coming. I don't know if I like this rule. I'm in favor of more big plays, okay? And if we got a win situation, this might be the most offense we get all day.
What is the?
I don't know, because we got Josh Young implemented into the lineup.
Oh,
that might, it's about that damn might time. Be the most offense we get. I just saw that from Jared.
What if you trip?
Playing third as well.
What if you trip over the holder guy? What if you're like
on the way down?
Like,
then you don't deserve to be a professional athlete.
We've seen our kickoff return guy run the darkness occasionally. Like all of a sudden, it looks like he's in open field.
He's got some vision issues,
and all of a sudden, like he could veer right into the holder dude.
Yeah,
you know, is the holder? What if the holder dude actually runs into our guy?
Well, okay, that's a good point. Of like, is he gonna? He's going to act like he's trying to get off the field, but really he's trying to get in the way. I get what you're doing with that. I wonder if he has to immediately sprint to the sideline or if he has to just sprint back
because
to like the goal line or something. Remove yourself from the field to play, because a guy like Turpin and peripherals like him,
Turpin,
he's going to trip over you when it should have been an 80-yard touchdown.
Turpin will run to darkness at the moment's notice. So I'm worried.
Yeah, by darkness you mean a defender.
A defender. He'll like, oh, it's clear daylight. He's veering back into the middle of the field.
Good thing Belichick isn't in the league anymore, because you know he would game up a play just to take advantage of this.
Yes.
Just to exploit it.
I don't know how we feel as a show about numbers that get retired. This might be one of the weirdest things that I've heard. Josh Sweat, who plays for the Eagles, said,
they're not retiring 94, are they?
No, but he didn't want to wear 94. The number he wanted to wear was 9. Said, I wore 9 in high school, wore 9 in college, but I can't now. I can't get number 9 here in Philly because it's retired.
I thought
Roger Jaworski?
Big. No, he was 7.
Nick Foles.
Yep.
Is that who's retired?
He's got a statue outside of Lincoln Financial Field. Him and Rocky Balboa are the only ones I can say that.
Okay, wait a minute.
And of course he's going to have, if you get the statue, usually you get jersey retired, then you get the statue, right? Like, he went to the pinnacle. Of course everything underneath having a statue is going to happen for him.
The thing is, nobody knows about this. They have not come out and said, like, oh, number 9's retired for big Nick Foles. What has he done?
He's got a statue.
He's won a Super Bowl.
I kind of feel like that this is one of those Troy Aikman deals, you know, that like certain numbers don't get issued, but they're not retired. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it makes sense, especially in football.
Yeah.
You know, and I appreciate the ability to update your take or your stance on a number every decade or so, and that opens it up for that possibility.
Have you guys watched the Yankees play lately?
Nick Foles does not belong in the same sentence as Troy Aikman. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I
was stunned to hear this.
Well,
he can't wear number 9 because it's retired because of Nick Foles?
They both have won a Super Bowl.
I mean, if you have a statue, wouldn't you expect your jersey numbers retired? I mean, the statue is the pinnacle. We should still be lamenting the fact that he's got a statue.
Did the
jersey retire? I mean, what are we doing? He's got a statue.
Is he with Doug Peterson on that statue?
I do think Doug actually
okay.
is.
Okay, now you made it sound like it's like, I mean, ooh,
it's not
we're
like
by
we
ourselves.
Doug Peterson in the
they're
the
talking
ring
about
of honor.
They're talking about the Philly special, right? That's the statue.
That's the statue.
Is that what it is?
Okay. Doug Peterson, and they canned him right after they made they made the statue. They say, "Hey, you're fired." So I don't know.
But they've retired that visor. No head coach in Eagles history moving forward can be a visor.
Sirianni?
Head coach. Sirianni's not a visor guy. As much as he wants to be, he can't
I think Sirianni's one of visor.
He's not a visor
that
guy.
Black
no.
one.
He's no, got that. He's got that red pen that sits in that visor.
He wants to be a visor guy. He's not allowed to be. It is against the rules. They have retired the visor for Doug Peterson.
This is Peterson only. You bleep yourself, Sirianni.
That's right.
I kind of feel like there's some Philadelphia Eagle fountain of misinformation going on across the table today.
Well, they've got nine numbers that are retired. McNabb's number 5. Steve Van Buren's 15.
Reggie
Dawkins at 20. Reggie White at 92.
Jerome Brown?
Jerome Brown, 99. Chuck Bednarik at 60.
60.
Al Wistert?
Ooh, Al Wistert. I think
wow.
He, really 41. Gross?
70.
Oh, 70?
Tom Brookshire?
Tom Brookshire, 45?
And then Pete Pihos.
Pete Pihos, yeah.
Is it Pihos?
Pihos.
What number was Pihos?
He was, I think Pete Pihos was, I think he was a running back.
32. You don't even know what position Pihos was?
44?
I worked there a year.
His last name was really
Pihos. Oh, now he's turning the tables because he threw like this whole big thing about visors and statues.
Well, you're the one that's lived this, damn it. You need to tell us. I don't even know if his last name's really Pihos.
It is Pete Pihos.
Gosh, that's embarrassing for him.
You're not getting butt cracked at all on this that you can't wear number 9 because of Nick Foles.
Well, this is just Josh Sweat who said that I cannot get now 9 now because it's retired.
I thought it was Jim McMahon. He wore 9.
I think fans are doing a bid on X, and he got his ideas swapped.
Something's weird going on.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Will Chuck.
Yeah, no problem, dude.
NFL news of the day.
Anytime. I'll be here all week.
Every afternoon here in the nation. Okay.
Don't forget your P-hose.
We have an eye on MLB trade deadline, which is coming up in an hour and 22 minutes. If the Rangers so much as sneeze in the direction of another trade, you'll hear it here first on your Home of the Champs. C-Note's coming up at 4 o'clock. Thank you very much, Alec Medford, in for Lucius Alexander this week. Had a good look at Tyler Guyton, the rookie left tackle today in one-on-ones, and brought us. We'll have some things to say about that coming up at 4 o'clock as we get into the C-Note, the Cowboys news of the evening. But right now it's time for a sports hodgepodge, and here's your host of that, Eric Chiafalo.
All right, the Jungle Cat is back.
Let's go.
He is on a collision course for third base and the 7 hole. That's where he's going to be lineup-wise. But the return of the Jungle Cat is here. This is fantastic. We just traded for Kenny Powers. This guy, Andrew Chafin, incredible flow, even better mustache, and perhaps even the type of vibe guy that you know, there's been a little bit of a hole missing there, a vibe hole that might be plugged here by Chafin after Hedgie left.
I love,
you know,
plugging the holes, man.
I'm
real
just,
hole plugger, this Chafin guy.
I'm just thinking out loud, looking at this guy, you get that sort of feeling. And I saw from Evan Grant, like, this dude, he's allowed one run in his last 16 innings. So he's been, Kenny Powers has been on a bit of a tear here over the last month or so. So you're trading for him at the right time, and that gives us all encouragement that the Rangers are still trying to piece this thing together and go on a run here in a division that is going to give you just opportunity after opportunity.
Looking at Chafin, I can't decide exactly what it is I think he smells like. You know, it could be farm manure, could be B.O.,
yeah.
Could be like a,
I was just thinking ass.
A dip.
A mechanic. A dip.
Yeah, you know, I think to me, he really looks like a guy that might just, he's going to spit in one of those
in his
cups,
hand?
And then he's probably just going to drink it.
I think he smells like baseball. I think he smells like
pine tar.
I think he smells like a little bit of pine tar. Speaking of baseball, I got your baseball stat of the day here. I got a couple of them for you. Walchuk's going to assist me on one. I saw this from Baseball History Nut.
Oh.
Joey Gallo currently has over 1,200 strikeouts and a little over 3,300 career plate appearances.
Oh, gosh.
Joey Gallo could go 24,000 straight plate appearances, or roughly 47 seasons worth of plate appearances without striking out, and he would still have a higher K percentage than Tony Gwynn.
I knew that's where you were going.
Yeah. Hey, Tony Gwynn struck out like 19 times in his career, something like that.
Is that Tony Gwynn Jr.? Sometimes you get confused.
Is it senior, maybe?
Sometimes you
that was my dad, and
sometimes you lose
dumbass.
Your ass.
Is it the San Diego State basketball player?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was a little bit even funnier because it was Tony Gwynn, but my gosh, what a baseball stat of the day there from our guy Joey Gallo. Thinking about you, Joey, as the Rangers are
47 years?
47 seasons worth of plate appearances is what Joey Gallo could go through without striking out and still have a higher strikeout percentage than Tony Gwynn. Pretty incredible.
You can only feel bad for Joey Gallo, too. He's kind of a head case. He's got anxiety about this stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Seeing these kind of things probably puts him in his own personal hell.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad I didn't tag him in it. Stat Mamba provides today's Caitlin Clark stat of the day. Already has more career assists than over 75% of all players in WNBA history.
How is that even true?
I mean, she could have even more. It's insane. That's crazy.
That's true. She's got, I would think, like, if the expected assists would have gone in because her teammates didn't just absolutely
suck. Getting better.
She would probably be at like over 80% of all players in WNBA history. I don't know. That jumped out to me. That was insane. I was I checked on the Twitter account to make sure it wasn't a ball sack, or it wasn't. It was the Surefire Stat Mamba account.
There, I mean, it's the same game, but there were some stats earlier, like when Angel Reese was setting the record for most consecutive double-doubles. They said 14 consecutive double-doubles, a WNBA record. I'm like, for rookies, right? Nope.
Nope.
That's for everybody.
It is, yep.
That's for everybody.
She's crushing it. Kicking ass, taking names.
And then my favorite quote of the sports day today is going to be given to head coach of the Florida Football Gators, Billy Napier.
Billy Napier on the hot seat, they'd say.
Okay. Walchuk,
this is not the same head coach that took the naked shark picture.
This is no. What was his name?
Jim McElwain.
Thank you, college football Carter Freeman, coming in strong there.
Trying to make up for that atrocious take yesterday.
Yeah, despite the microphone ban.
Stand mad, buddy.
From the the bad Baker take yesterday. Jim McElwain. That's an all-time sports photo. If you haven't seen it, it is McElwain while being the head coach of the Gators, right? Out in the middle of the ocean somewhere, hugging it up with a shark.
And ever since then, it went really downhill for the Gators.
Well, the current head coach of the Gators is quoted as saying, "I'm a firm believer that better people are better football players, and we'll prove that this fall," end quote. Now, when was
all things being equal,
when was the last time the Florida Gators won a championship, Walchuk?
That'd be 2008 with Urban Meyer.
And how many arrested players did they have in that one single season stat of the day?
Yeah, that'd be 41 players from that roster alone have been arrested. So,
Georgia's making a run at that.
One in every three players on that 2008 national championship team have spent time in the Slammer.
It's one of the worst sports takes of all time for Billy Napier to say that. He's saying it with the Florida Gator emblem over his forehead as he wears his visor. And he's going to say it in good conscience, as the last time that program did anything special, they had nothing but arrest warrants out for every single player that mattered on that football team, not named Tim Tebow. He was the outlier. So I just found that to be incredible. Maybe it is, though. Maybe it is a little shot at Georgia.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is, SEC shot at Georgia, which, again, disproves the sports take that good people are good football players because Georgia's getting arrested every time you turn around, and they're bordering on a bit of a Alabama-type run here. So that's the take of the day, and it's the worst take of the day. Hmm. Thank you to Billy Napier. We, of course, know the Olympic disasters that are taking place. The weather map shows consistent rain and potential flooding in Paris over the next 3 days.
Aye.
So, of course, that's going to render the $1.5 billion cleanup to the Seine River useless.
Nobody seems like more water should help clean it more. How is it cleaning it less?
Because I think
we're flushing this bad boy.
Literally the way this
pollution
is built. It's for all just nasty water, flood water, sewage water.
Yeah.
It's coordinated, like architecturally, for all those pipes to lead back to the Po River.
Wow.
So I guess this is something they knew. Like, the one thing that can get us here is if, of course, it just rains one day.
Well,
and they're getting it rain allegedly three consecutive days here. And so now you are having cancellations of all sorts of triathlons and what. It's going to have to be a duathlon.
I guess it's not
very...
Nobody
wants to see a duathlon.
It's not very deep. So now they're also concerned about it just overflowing.
Yikes.
Yeah, this whole thing is just a bleep hole.
It's a crappy Olympics.
It is.
If you see anything's going around,
that was too easy.
If you see things going around that's an Olympic pin that looks like there's a gentleman blowing smoke rings.
Oh, it's Snoop's.
Yes, it is Snoop's, but if you didn't know, because if it didn't say Snoop Dogg across his chest, yeah, you would think that was Stevie Wonder smoking Olympic O's into the sky as the Eiffel Tower.
He is getting up there.
His background.
Yeah. Starting to look old.
It literally,
I don't know if he's Stevie old. But.
It looks like Stevie Wonder. It's hilarious.
It is.
It's a hilarious pin, but that's going to be a collector's item.
I heard the triathletes are going to get a five rings, but they'll all be brown.
Oh, nice.
A little better.
I like that. They just dip it into the water.
Another stat of the day. Here's a food stat of the day for you. One McDonald's hamburger can contain meat from over 100 different cows. That's got to make you feel good as you bite into your...
They're just combining
double
cow
quarter
meat?
Pounder.
Gosh,
yeah.
It's still the Big Mac. It's still glorious. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I had a double quarter pounder. From the same cow. I don't think that changes much for me.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Yeah.
You can do a lot of different
use
cows,
all the cow.
You?
Come on.
No, especially
it is weird that 100 different cows would contribute, you know?
Yeah, what are we doing?
I think when you're, like, in general, if you're going for the cleanest one, you'd want to know exactly where, like, all the things, like,
grass-fed,
this is all through
organic,
one thing. But when you're talking about 100 cows that are all being fed, like, terrible grain or whatever, it really doesn't matter. It's just 100 different cows, and they're all crappy cows, you know.
I just want to know that at least 40% of this patty is real beef, and I'm good. You know,
I hear you. At least you can still bite into that burger and feel better about yourself than if you're biting into one of these plant-based science experiment burgers. You know what Sam brought us?
Yeah.
And then finally, congratulations, we are number
one. Which your
one.
Hot dog dude promotes?
Dallas Fort Worth. Hey, if you get over $1 million to do it, so be it.
I'll promote it.
Dallas Fort Worth had the worst, number one when it comes to worst inflation rate in the U.S. 2024, according to Wallet Hub. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our home. That's our Metroplex.
Inflation.
And that's where we're buying groceries.
You ain't kidding, man. Unbelievable. I mean,
Big Macs.
We went from, oh my goodness, that was $500 worth of groceries with two carts to not even one cart pushing you over 500. You felt that. You don't have, you know, maybe you don't have a couple of kids, but if you do, I mean, it is a very significant expenditure.
Okay, I'm being called a dummy. I said that they're gonna have to go from the triathlon because they can't swim in the poo water to a duathlon, but they're saying it's supposed to be a biathlon.
Yeah, that's what that would be.
Is that what that would be?
Yeah, bye.
So it wouldn't be a do at
both ways. I can't believe they don't have a serviceable.
You're right, the first time. Yeah, do. A lot of do.
A lot of residue.
Yeah, a lot of do. Yeah.
Sorry about that one.
No, you did it right.
Good.
You were right.
It's good stuff.
Freaking dumbass.
There he is with a sports hodgepodge.
Imagine that.
Chiafalo. Okay, we're now 1 hour and 5 minutes from the MLB trade deadline. Let's take a look at the Cowboys news of the evening. Why does Jerry Jones and the Cowboys keep telling people fans are actually just frustrated and not apathetic? I do believe it's falling into place. We'll talk about that coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Alec Medford, in for Lucius Alexander this week. Had a good look at Tyler Guyton, the rookie left tackle, today in one-on-ones, and brought us. We'll have some things to say about that coming up at 4 o'clock as we get into the C-Note, the Cowboys news of the evening. But right now it's time for a sports hodgepodge, and here's your host of that, Eric Chiafalo.
All right, the Jungle Cat is back.
Let's go.
He is on a collision course for third base and the 7-hole. That's where he's going to be lineup-wise. But the return of the Jungle Cat is here. This is fantastic. We just traded for Kenny Powers. This guy, Andrew Chafin, incredible flow, even better mustache, and perhaps even the type of vibe guy that you know, there's been a little bit of a hole missing there, a vibe hole that might be plugged here by Chafin after Hedgie left.
I love,
you know,
plugging the holes, man.
I'm just
hole plugger, this Chafin guy.
I'm just thinking out loud, looking at this guy, you get that sort of feeling. And I saw from Evan Grant, like, this dude, he's allowed one run in his last 16 innings. So he's been, Kenny Powers has been on a bit of a tear here over the last month or so. So you're trading for him at the right time, and that gives us all encouragement that the Rangers are still trying to piece this thing together and go on a run here in a division that is going to give you just opportunity after opportunity.
Looking at Schaefer, I can't decide exactly what it is I think he smells like. You know, it could be farm manure, could be B.O.,
yeah.
Could be like a,
I was just thinking ass.
A dip. A mechanic, a dip.
Yeah, you know, I think to me, he really looks like a guy that might just, he's going to spit in one of those
in his
cups,
hand?
And then he's probably just going to drink it.
I think he smells like baseball. I think he smells like
pine tar.
I think he smells like a little bit of pine tar. Speaking of baseball, I got your baseball stat of the day here. I got a couple of them for you. Walchuk's going to assist me on one. I saw this from Baseball History Nut.
Oh.
Joey Gallo currently has over 1,200 strikeouts and a little over 3,300 career plate appearances.
Oh, gosh.
Joey Gallo could go 24,000 straight plate appearances, or roughly 47 seasons worth of plate appearances, without striking out, and he would still have a higher K percentage than Tony Gwynn.
I knew that's where you were going.
Yeah. Hey, Tony Gwynn struck out like 19 times in his career, something like that.
Is that Tony Gwynn Jr.? Sometimes you get confused.
Is it senior, maybe?
Sometimes.
Well, that was my dad, and
sometimes you lose
dumbass.
Your ass.
Is it the San Diego State basketball player?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was a little bit even funnier because it was Tony Gwynn, but my gosh, what a baseball stat of the day there from our guy Joey Gallo. Thinking about you, Joey, as the Rangers are
47 years.
47 seasons worth of plate appearances is what Joey Gallo could go through without striking out and still have a higher strikeout percentage than Tony Gwynn. Pretty incredible.
You can only feel bad for Joey Gallo, too. He's kind of a head case. He's got anxiety about this stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Seeing these kind of things probably puts him in his own personal hell.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad I didn't tag him in it. Stat Mamba provides today's Caitlin Clark stat of the day. Already has more career assists than over 75% of all players in WNBA history.
How is that even true?
I mean, she could have even more. It's insane. That's crazy.
That's true. She's got, I would think, like, if the expected assists would have gone in because her teammates didn't just absolutely
suck. They're getting better.
She would probably be at like over 80% of all players in WNBA history. I don't know. That jumped out to me. That was insane. I was I checked on the Twitter account to make sure it wasn't a ball sacker. It wasn't. It was the Surefire Stat Mamba account.
There, I mean, it's the same game, but there were some stats earlier, like when Angel Reese was setting the record for most consecutive double-doubles. They said 14 consecutive double-doubles, a WNBA record. I'm like, for rookies, right? Nope.
Nope.
That's for everybody.
It is, yep.
That's for everybody.
She's crushing it. Kicking ass, taking names.
And then my favorite quote of the sports day today is going to be given to head coach of the Florida Football Gators, Billy Napier.
Billy Napier on the hot seat, they'd say.
Okay. Walchuk,
this is not the same head coach that took the naked shark picture.
This is no. Who was what was his name?
Jim McElwain.
Jim McElwain. Thank you, college football Carter Freeman,
there
coming in strong there.
Trying to make up for that atrocious take yesterday.
Yeah, despite the microphone ban.
Stand mad, buddy.
From the the Bad Baker take yesterday. Jim McElwain. That's an all-time sports photo. If you haven't seen it, it is McElwain while being the head coach of the Gators, right? Out in the middle of the ocean somewhere, hugging it up with a shark.
And ever since then, it went really downhill for the Gators.
Well, the current head coach of the Gators is quoted as saying, "I'm a firm believer that better people are better football players, and we'll prove that this fall." End quote. Now, when was
all things being equal,
when was the last time the Florida Gators won a championship, Walchuk?
That'd be 2008 with Urban Meyer.
And how many arrested players did they have in that one single season stat of the day?
Yeah, that'd be 41 players from that roster alone have been arrested. So,
Georgia's making a run at that.
One in every three players on that 2008 national championship team have spent time in the Slammer.
It's one of the worst sports takes of all time for Billy Napier to say that. He's saying it with the Florida Gator emblem over his forehead as he wears his visor. And he's going to say it in good conscience, as the last time that program did anything special, they had nothing but arrest warrants out for every single player that mattered on that football team, not named Tim Tebow. He was the outlier. So I just found that to be incredible. Maybe it is, though. Maybe it is a little shot at Georgia.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. SEC shot at Georgia, which again disproves the sports take that good people are good football players because Georgia's getting arrested every time you turn around, and they're bordering on a bit of a Alabama type run here. So that's the take of the day, and it's the worst take of the day. Thank you to Billy Napier. We, of course, know the Olympic disasters that are taking place. The weather map shows consistent rain and potential flooding in Paris over the next 3 days. Aye. So, of course, that's going to render the $1.5 billion cleanup to the Seine River useless.
Nobody seems like more water should help clean it more. How is it cleaning it less?
Because I think
we're flushing this bad boy.
Literally the way this pollution is built. It's for all just nasty water, flood water, sewage water. Yeah. It's coordinated, like architecturally, for all those pipes to lead back to the Po River.
Wow.
So I guess this is something they knew. Like, the one thing that can get us here is if, of course, it just rains one day.
Well,
and they're getting it rain allegedly 3 consecutive days here. And so now you are having cancellations of all sorts of triathlons and what. It's going to have to be a duathlon.
I guess it's not
very...
Nobody
wants to see a duathlon.
It's not very deep. So now they're also concerned about it just overflowing.
Yikes.
Yeah, this whole thing is just a bleep hole.
It's a crappy Olympics.
It is.
If you see any things going around,
that was too easy.
If you see things going around that's an Olympic pin that looks like there's a gentleman blowing smoke rings.
Oh, it's Snoop's.
Yes, it is Snoop's. But if you didn't know, because if it didn't say Snoop Dogg across his chest, you would think that was Stevie Wonder smoking Olympic O's into the sky as the Eiffel Tower.
He is getting up there.
His background
starting to look old.
It literally
I don't know if he's Stevie old. But.
It looks like Stevie Wonder. It's hilarious.
It is.
It's a hilarious pin. But that's going to be a collector's item.
I heard the triathletes are going to get a 5 rings, but they'll all be brown.
Oh, nice.
A little better.
I like that. They just dip it into the water.
Another stat of the day. Here's a food stat of the day for you. One McDonald's hamburger can contain meat from over 100 different cows. That's got to make you feel good as you bite into your...
They're just combining
double
cow
quarter
meat?
Pounder.
Gosh,
yeah,
it's still the Big Mac. It's still glorious. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I had a double quarter pounder from the same cow. I don't think that changes much for me.
Okay, all right.
You know,
yeah,
you can do a lot of different
use
cows,
all the cow.
You?
Come on.
No, especially
it is weird that 100 different cows would contribute. You know.
Yeah. What are we doing?
I think when you're like in general, if you're going for the cleanest one, you'd want to know exactly where like all the things like
grass.
This is all through
organic.
One thing. But when you're talking about 100 cows that are all being fed like terrible grain or whatever, it really doesn't matter. It's just 100 different cows, and they're all crappy cows. You know,
I just want to know that at least 40% of this patty is real beef, and I'm good. You know?
Yeah,
and I hear you.
Hey, at least you can still bite into that burger and feel better about yourself than if you're biting into one of these plant-based science experiment burgers. You know what Sam brought us?
Yeah.
And then finally, congratulations, we are number
which your
one.
Hot dog dude promotes
Dallas Fort Worth. Hey, if you get over $1 million to do it, so be it.
I'm promote it.
Dallas Fort Worth had the worst, number one when it comes to worst inflation rate in the U.S. 2024, according to Wallet Hub, ladies and gentlemen. That's our home. That's our Metroplex.
Inflation.
And that's where we're buying groceries.
You ain't kidding, man. Unbelievable. I mean,
Big Macs.
We went from, oh my goodness, that was $500 worth of groceries with two carts to not even one cart pushing you over 500. You felt that. You don't have, you know, maybe you don't have a couple of kids, but if you do, I mean, it is a very significant expenditure.
Okay, I'm being called a dummy. I said that they're gonna have to go from the triathlon because they can't swim in the poo water to a duathlon, but they're saying it's supposed to be a biathlon.
Yeah, that's what that would be.
Is that what that would be?
Yeah, bye.
So it wouldn't be a do at
all. I can't believe they don't have a serviceable.
You're right, the first time. Yeah, do. A lot of do.
A lot of residue.
Yeah, a lot of do. Yeah.
Sorry about that one.
No, you did it right.
Good.
You were right.
It's good stuff.
Freaking dumbass.
There he is with a sports hodgepodge.
Imagine that.
Chiafalo. Okay, we're now 1 hour and 5 minutes from the MLB trade deadline. Let's take a look at the Cowboys news of the evening. Why does Jerry Jones and the Cowboys keep telling people fans are actually just frustrated and not apathetic? I do believe it's falling into place. We'll talk about that coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.